This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. After some early concern about cloudy skies forcing a Plan B, the shuttle Endeavour touched down at Kennedy Space Center at 10:20 p.m. last night. L3 Avionics says it has received a TSO for installation of its Trilogy electronic standby instrument on Part 27 and Part 29 rotary wing aircraft. Goodrich Corporation is demonstrating a low-cost family of stabilized surveillance camera gimbals for helicopters at Heli Expo 2010 in Houston. Stakeholders in development of the Airbus A400M military transport say they have made a commitment to continue to back the program. Airbus says maybe so, but it's not a contract yet. Airbus has led the world in annual deliveries of new commercial airliners every year since 2003. But Boeing's Jim Albaugh predicts the U.S. manufacturer will regain the title within 4 years. Passenger traffic at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport was up almost 21% year-to-year in 2009's third quarter, due in part to aggressive airline pricing. Despite some conspicuous recent successes, Boeing's Airborne Laser program has not earned any new funding from the Obama administration. The FAA is proposing a $1.2 million civil penalty for GE Caledonian, based in Scotland, for improper maintenance procedures involving 101 engines over a three-and-a-half-year period. The aircraft factory, the South African company developing the Sling LSA, says it lost the prototype in spin testing on February 13th. Aviation hiring looks to rebound in 2010. And here's a guy who jumps out of perfectly good balloons. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about regional airline contracts that create huge incentives to fly no matter what. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.